Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, good morning, WGN Radio, Steve Dale's Pet World. And before we get to our guest, I need to address this, because if I don't, how can I not? You know, I've been in the news myself. Chicago Animal Care and Control, if you've not been in Chicago or have been living under a litter box, because we'll talk about that in just a couple of minutes. They fired their executive director, and it's a very controversial thing, mostly because the executive director was doing her job. She was doing, in fact, by all accounts, a great job for the city of Chicago. The reasons for that I've talked about on the air. Susan Russell, the executive director, is going to be back in town. So they did this. It's what cities do, you know, on a Friday afternoon, on a holiday weekend, when she has her ticket and ready to go, headed toward the airport for a well-earned vacation to London. So that's exactly when they do it. They say goodbye. And she said goodbye, but now she's saying, I'm back. And she will be on with me and John Williams. I think this will be her first media appearance since returning. She'll be on at 2:35 with John Williams. We will talk about what really happened. And what I've been saying really happened is that essentially when the mayor says jump, she didn't. And the mayor was kind of micro. I know for a fact, for example, when we would do our pet adoption segments, she would have to email the mayor's office and say, can I bring on an adoptable dog to find a home for that dog on the radio with Steve Dale? And she'd have to do that a week or more in advance because she wouldn't hear back from the mayor's office about it. And sometimes there was no answer. They didn't say no, I don't think, to that one, but they said no to others. It's like, why? You know, how can you micromanage when you're not an expert on companion animals? And the whole goal is to keep animals alive and to get them out of there safely and alive. And boy, oh boy, Susan Russell was able to do that better, far better, than any of her predecessors. So she'll be here with John Williams tomorrow morning. Tomorrow is Monday, right? At 2:35. And John is an amazing interviewer, so I'm glad it's with John Williams. He will ask all the right questions. I hope to do that right now as we talk about, are you ready for this? It's the Meow Meetup. I'm also going to see which ones. Hey, guys, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, they say. It's like a chorus here. We have in the studio, we have Lauren Miele. I said that right?
Got it right.
Okay, a little closer to the microphone.
Sorry, got it right.
That's all right. I'm glad you're comfy, cozy, just sitting back.
Just hanging
and
back.
Watching the view here on Michigan Avenue or off Michigan Avenue. Yeah, right overlooking the Chicago River. Over there are the locks. Down there are the bagels. That's a whole other thing. And Dr. Kendall Houlihan from the American Veterinary Medical Association.
Good morning.
Is also here. So explain first. Let's start at the very beginning. By the way, our phone number, 312-981-7200. You could text us at that same number. What the heck is the Meow Meetup?
The Meow Meetup is Chicago's first and largest convention for cat lovers.
A convention for cat lovers, she says. So what's that? Because I was talking about that, as you know, I've been talking about that on the air.
Yep.
And there are some hosts here at this radio station who get very scared when I say that.
Because they don't like cats?
I'm not sure. That's kind of scary to some people.
Wow.
So what's a convention of cat lovers?
So it's 2 days. It's the weekend of the 21st and 22nd of July. And we're going to be doing lots of fun stuff and a lot of education. So we have Dr. Kendall Houlihan here, who is going to she is part of the AVMA, and they're handling a lot of the educational part, so a lot of interesting talks. And
a lot of these cat conventions, I've not been to many, but they have a lot of cat videos, they have famous cat. Instagram cats coming. You've got all that.
Yes.
But in addition, you have true education by veterinarians.
You do.
Yeah, which I'll let Dr. Houlihan talk about in a moment. But what else have you specifically got? You do have some famous cats coming.
We do have famous cats coming. So the most famous cat coming Should I talk about the most famous? Is Lil Bub. So Lil Bub will be there. If you don't know Lil Bub, you should know Lil Bub.
Of course.
She has 7 million, probably more, social media followers. So she'll be there. She's a special needs cat. And her dude will be there. So there will be meet and greets for her on Saturday and Sunday.
What's Lil Bub's special needs? I honestly don't know.
She has a bone disorder. Hmm. And so she's kind of like a perma kitten. And mm-hmm. so she has some, she doesn't move as well, and so she needs some extra care for that.
Yeah, she has a very cool look to her.
Oh my gosh, she's so, cute.
Yeah, so go to Lil Bub on Instagram, L-I-L Bub on Instagram, if you don't know what we're talking about. But you have so much more than that.
Yes, kitty yoga, for anybody who wants to relax and peace out with some cats and zen atmosphere, we've got that. We have a cat cafe that's... going to be a lot of fun, so you'll have refreshments and all kinds of coffee, cat pachino perhaps, and some cats. We'll of course have the adoption lounge where we're supporting Almost Home Foundation,
which is great.
Yeah.
So tell me about that. That's really nice.
Yeah, so you can come by and visit the different cats. So all the cats within the Meow Meetup will be sponsored by Almost Home Foundation, so they're bringing in cats that are all adoptable. So just, you can come by. The adoption lounge is where most of the cats will be, and just people are welcome to come in and meet the cats, and if they happen to fall in love, they can take them off into a little play area and see if they make a connection, and if they do, then they can adopt them and take them home that day.
So what would a cat convention be without cat videos?
Not much, I guess. So we would, yeah, so you have to have cat videos.
Yeah, of course, it's the
cats
law.
Cats have taken over the internet, for sure, and it started with cat videos. So we're really excited. Cole and Marmalade, if you're familiar with them.
They're from Chicago.
They, yes.
I think, or the Burbs.
Well, they are, but they just moved to Tampa. Like,
oh,
literally,
no.
Yeah, like a month ago.
Oh, no, we lost them.
I know.
Mayor, what's wrong with you? How can you let them go?
So they are going to be doing a big video festival, 45-minute reel. So we've got 4 showings each day, and that's free with general admission. So everyone can come and watch hilarious, funny cat videos. And there are submissions from regular people. So on Facebook and Instagram, we had people submit their videos, and we're just picking out the best of the best and putting them in a reel so everyone can watch them.
So a cat convention comes to Chicago. That's great. You know, and these things have drawn a lot of people, Dr. Houlihan, from all over. Why did the American Veterinary Medical Association, the official American Veterinary Medical Association, decide, okay, we want to be involved in all this, all this craziness?
Yeah, well, the AVMA is the National Membership Association for veterinarians. So we represent about 91,000 veterinarians that work across all sectors of the profession. And, like I said earlier, vets have fallen in love with cats and all of their amazing ridiculousness, just like everybody else. And when we were approached by Lauren and Lou about the fact that they're hosting this cat convention, we just thought it was an amazing opportunity to celebrate our love of cats and to connect with pet owners.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think that's exceedingly important, and I congratulate the AVMA for doing that, because cats are under-medicalized. They don't go to the veterinarian as often as they could or should. I am now doing, just between us, I am now doing some research, and I really do believe that is on the precipice of changing. And the reasons for that is, now think about this, and think about what Lauren said. If the number one place for cats is the internet, right? Now, hold that thought. Well, I also talk about this, that the number of cats in households that are millennials is going up.
Oh.
Yeah, and I really think that based on data, and Dr. Houlihan lives for data. She gets up in the morning and says, what new data can I have, right?
I do.
I know.
And what can we do with it to help animals?
Yeah, yeah. So the data, I think, and I'm trying to figure all this out and gather some facts about this, actually, be the first time I actually talk about this. I thought about it. I was speaking to veterinary students about cat-friendly practices with the amazing Dr. Elizabeth Colleran in St. Louis. And I was thinking as I was speaking, which rarely happens with me, believe me, that this whole concept, because I was looking out at this crowd, young people, right? They're vet students, so clearly young people. And I thought, their views about cats are actually probably different than people who are my age.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they're actually seeking to help their cats. But the problem is, where are they looking for information at times?
Mm-hmm.
And providing that information in a great way, reasonable information, correct information, is, I think, what they're actually looking for. And in a way, you are actually providing that at this event. Mm-hmm. But veterinarians, of course, provide that every day in their offices. If they are, here's a pitch for cat-friendly practices. But veterinary practices have gone through the effort to be certified as cat-friendly, and I think that's appealing in all sorts of ways to this group of people that's actually looking to help their cats in ways that maybe other generations have said, it's a cat. I don't think that's the case anymore.
Yeah, well, a lot of the data that we're currently working with say that about half of cats aren't receiving routine preventive care with a veterinarian. And there are a variety of reasons for that, one of which is it's a stressful experience to pack a cat in a carrier and take it in the car and get it to the hospital. So one of the presentations that's going to be given in conjunction with the American Association of Feline Practitioners is specifically about the things that people can do to find that perfect match in a veterinarian that's really going to lead to a lifelong partnership to increase the health and welfare and just the have a longer, healthy life for that cat, and the type of things that the veterinary profession as a whole is doing, like feline-friendly practices, that are making those experiences of going to see the vet better, and maybe not only better, but actually a positive experience for the whole family.
Yeah, yep. And I think if it's a negative experience, so if you have, you go into a restaurant, Dr. Houlihan, and for some reason the experience is really bad, you go back?
No.
Right. It's the same thing. It's kind of as simple as that in some ways, mm-hmm. you know. And cats are family members. So if you perceive that cat is very, very unhappy, and sometimes they are at visiting the veterinarian. But I think we can change that, and I think that people are actually looking now, different than even 5 years ago. Or 6 or 7 or 8, they're looking to change that.
Yeah, and veterinarians are absolutely ready to make that experience a positive one.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping that if we can sort of lead people to seeing their veterinarian and giving that a chance, knowing that having a trusted partnership with a vet can help us prevent illness and behavioral issues, or address those early on where treatment's more likely to be successful or potentially less expensive, then we can really give them the experience that they want for themselves and that they want for their cats that are a member of their family, and that we can really become the other family doctor.
I really I think you're right, and I think that a change is coming.
Mm-hmm.
I really do, for cats.
It is.
So the timing of all of this is perfect. More about the Meow Meetup in a moment on WGN. 10 minutes before 7 o'clock or 6:50. Pets aren't like family. They are family, as we've talked about. That's why the doctors and staff at MedVet Chicago are always, 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 always there when your pets need them the most. They're located at the corner of Belmont Western and Clybourne. MedVet provides emergency and specialty care 24/7. So at 3 a.m, Dr. Houlihan is there.
I have been there, not in the middle of the night, but I have utilized their cardiology and dentistry services for my own pets.
Really? Yeah, mm-hmm. Their specialty services are quite incredible. So I have a question for you.
Yes.
And only Dr. Houlihan can answer this. Of all the people on the planet, only you.
My.
Why do emergencies only happen at 3 a.m. and on weekends?
Yes, I want to know.
It's Murphy's Law, and it's with our fur babies, it's with our human babies, it's with ourselves, but 3 a.m. is absolutely the witching hour.
Yeah, I don't know why that is, and I was not satisfied with your answer.
No.
You can learn more at 773. 773-
I need more data.
That's you. 773-281-7110. MedVet Chicago. 773-281-7110. MedVet for Pets. Steve.com. Steve Dale on WGN Radio, 8 minutes before 7 o'clock. How can people learn more about the Meow Meetup, Lauren?
They can go online. We're on social media, so Facebook and Instagram and Twitter with
You're
the handle Meow Meetup.
Media,
but
yeah.
To get tickets and learn a lot more about the event.
Oh, and there's an announcement about that. So, because this has never happened in my whole career, this is the most amazing thing. Oh. There's actually an advantage of listening to the show.
There is.
I know. This has never happened to me before. My name actually means that you can all save money. Explain that.
So, yeah, if you use the code, when you go to buy tickets, go to meowmeetup.com. So that's the web address. You can, there's a discount code, Steve Dale, one word. So no space in there. When you do that, you'll save $5 on general admission. So go on and use the code Steve Dale, meowmeetup.com.
So we have lots of questions here. People are really excited about this, actually.
Oh, awesome.
They're not questions, they're comments. Okay, so some comments about, I'm kind of reading through them now, about Cole and Marmalade, people being excited that they're there,
awesome.
People happy and excited about the cat movies. So, Dr. Houlihan, there's a question about spay-neuter for cats.
Mm-hmm.
I think what they're asking is for about low-cost spay neuter, so there is availability in Chicago. Pause Chicago, call Anti-Cruelty Society. They could lead you in that direction. Why should people spay a cat is a different question, but related.
Sure. So the AVMA recently endorsed a document that was put out by a group that Steve Dale actually
yes.
worked with. He and I
we were both there.
Together.
Yeah.
We were both there, and this document was put out by the Task Force on Feline Sterilization, and it supports the idea that cats should be spayed or neutered before 5 months of age, and that's because they can breed successfully just after that point, and most people don't realize it. So we have these accidental litters when cats are 6-7 months old, and it's really babies having babies, and
people
are not expecting that. And the research at this point does not support that there is a greater risk to health or behavior of those cats that are spayed or neutered before 5 months of age. So that endorsement or that document was endorsed by the AVMA, by the American Association of Feline Practitioners, the Catalyst Council.
Bunch of organizations.
TICA, yeah, cat fanciers across the board.
So you mentioned TICA, that's the International Cat Association. Mm-hmm. They love their pedigree cats. And they're going to be at Meow Meetup, too, doing something really cool.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about this. So TICA will be there, and they're going to be doing cat agility sessions. And what I'm most
excited about...
Cat agility.
So, that's what I thought she said.
Yeah, it's kind of like an obstacle course for cats.
Uh-huh.
And you lead them through, and some cats will really get into it because they like to, you know, play and be energized that way. And some cats will just let you know that they're not interested, and they'll just sit there. But... our hope is that we'll get some cats through there. But the really cool part is that the cats are going to be from Almost Home Foundation. So these are going to be the rescue cats that people...
How can you teach rescue cats that quickly?
Well...
We're going to find out.
We'll see, yeah. So we're going to take some of the cats. The Almost Home is a foster-based rescue, so they know the cats pretty well. So they're going to find the ones that they think will enjoy that the most and then run them through the course. And... whoever wins, who gets through the course the fastest, will actually get to take home a ribbon and a cash prize. So
yeah, we have a listener from St. Petersburg, Florida, saying
nice.
We're happy Cole and Marmalade are down our way. I don't believe that. A couple people said, I love you, Steve. Isn't that nice?
That is awesome.
What a great morning. So, again, to learn more about the Meow Meetup, and by the way, among the folks coming is the number one Chicago Cubs fan on the planet. Dr. Melissa Bain will be here talking about veterinary behavior and how to catify your home. There's just no time to talk about everything, so we'll send people to the website, which is...
meowmeetup.com.
Meowmeetup.com. And to get in, I like saving people money. It's
yes.
amazing. Tell us how to do that one more time.
Use the code Steve Dale.
That's me.
One word. When you're checking out. So there will be a discount code box. Just put in Steve Dale, and you'll save $5.
Lauren, thank you so much for doing this. I so look forward to it. What we didn't mention is I'm the keynote speaker Saturday.
I know.
And I guess I'm giving two other talks on Saturday, too.
You are.
I'm talking about how to encourage cats to scratch in all the right places. And I'm talking about something else, and I don't even remember what that is. But you'll remind me before that Saturday.
Yeah, it's about how cats are the Rodney Dangerfields of pets.
Oh, that's my, right.
That's your keynote.
That's my keynote, and I'm doing a third thing?
Yeah, you're going to do love letters to cats.
I don't know what that is.
It's a session.
I'm kind of worried about that.
You're going to help read some love letters, so it's, it's another like contest.
Oh, it'll be so romantic.
It will be.
We celebrated Independence Day on Wednesday, I think, and the folks at Fresh Wave want to talk about freedom. Freedom from odors. Freedom from traditional air fresheners that use toxic chemicals and phony masking fragrances. Freedom to invite guests into your home without worrying about the smells of a wet dog, a neglected litter box, or a decisive 7-year-old who insists on wearing his Paw Patrol sweatsuit even when it's 90 degrees outside. Ever look at the ingredients on the side of those air fresheners? How about those things that you plug into the wall or hang on the AC air vent in your car? Do you think that stuff is safe to breathe in? Maybe not. So free yourself with Freedom Week. This Fresh Wave Natural Odor Removers. Yes, head to your local Target store for your Fresh Wave fix. And go to freshwaveworks.com/BOV. I don't know what that stands for, but that's what it says here. /BOV. And learn more about the new Fresh Wave bag on valve spray. Well, that's what it is. And aerosol. Well, what do I know? I'm just reading this stuff. Oh. They think I'm funny. Maybe they're laughing at me. I don't know. So where was I with this? So what you do is you make your house smell better, right? Mm-hmm. Who doesn't want that? That's a good thing. Now you can go and get safe, natural, effective odor removal, even if you're a possum. You know, possums are very unlikely to get rabies.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Dr. Houlihan knows that.
Yeah, they're not at the top of the list of the wildlife.
You know why she knows? She has seen the data.